First Kings 7. Now Solomon built his own house over the course of 13 years, and he finished all of his house. He built the house of the timber from Lebanon. Its length was 100 cubits, its width 50 cubits, and its height 30 cubits, on 4 rows of cedar pillars with cedar beams on the pillars. And it was paneled with cedar above the side chambers, which were on the 45 pillars, 15 in each row. There were artistic window frames in 3 rows, and window was opposite window at 3 intervals. And all the doorways and doorposts had squared artistic frames. And window was opposite window at 3 intervals. Then he made the hall of pillars. Its length was 50 cubits, and its width 30 cubits. And a porch was in front of them, and pillars and a threshold in front of them. And he made the hall of the throne where he was to judge, the hall of judgment, and it was paneled with cedar from floor to floor. And his house was where he was to live. The other courtyard, inward from the hall, was of this same workmanship. He also made a house like this hall for Pharaoh's daughter, whom Solomon had married. All of these were made of valuable stones, a stone cut according to measure, sawed with saws, inside and out, even from the foundation to the coping, and from the outside to the large courtyard. And the foundation was of valuable stones, large stones, stones of 10 cubits, and stones of 8 cubits, and above were valuable stones, cut according to measure, and cedar. So the large courtyard all around had 3 rows of cut stone and a row of cedar beams, as well as the inner courtyard of the house of the Lord, and the porch of the house. Now King Solomon sent word, and had Hiram brought from Tyre. He was a widow's son from the tribe of Naphtali, and his father was a man of Tyre, an artisan in bronze, and he was filled with wisdom, skill, and knowledge for doing any work in bronze. So he came to King Solomon and performed all his work. He fashioned the 2 pillars of bronze. 18 cubits was the height of each pillar, and a line of 12 cubits measured the circumference of both. He also made 2 capitals of cast bronze to put on top of the pillars, and the height of the 1 capital was 5 cubits, and the height of the other capital was 5 cubits. There were lattices of lattice work, and wreaths of chain work for the capitals which were on top of the pillars, 7 for the 1 capital, and 7 for the other capital. So he made the pillars, and 2 rows around on the 1 lattice to cover the capitals which were on top of the pomegranates, and so he did for the other capital. The capitals which are on the tops of the pillars in the porch were of lily design, 4 cubits. So there were capitals on the 2 pillars, also above and close to the rounded projection which was beside the lattice, and the pomegranates totaled 200 in rows around both capitals. And he set up the pillars at the porch of the main room. He set up the right pillar and named it Jachin, and he set up the left pillar and named it Boaz. On the top of the pillars was the lily design. So the work of the pillars was finished. He also made the sea of cast metal, 10 cubits from brim to brim, circular in shape, and its height was 5 cubits, and it was 30 cubits in circumference. Under its brim, gourds went around, encircling it 10 to a cubit, completely surrounding the sea. The gourds were in 2 rows, cast with the rest. It was standing on 12 oxen, 3 facing north, 3 facing west, 3 facing south, and 3 facing east, and the sea was set on top of them, and all their rear parts turned inward, and it was a hand width thick, and its brim was made like the brim of a cup, like a lily blossom. It could hold 2,000 baths. Then he made the 10 stands of bronze. The length of each stand was 4 cubits, its width 4 cubits, and its height was 3 cubits. This was the design of the stands. They had borders, that is, borders between the crossbars, and on the borders which were between the crossbars were lions, oxen, and cherubim. And on the crossbars there was a pedestal above, and beneath the lions and oxen were wreaths of hanging work. Now each stand had four bronze wheels with bronze axles, and its 4 feet had supports. Beneath the basin were cast supports, like wreaths on each side. And its opening inside the crown at the top was a cubit, and its opening was round, like the design of a pedestal, a cubit and a half. And on its opening also there were engravings, and their borders were square, not round. The 4 wheels were underneath the borders, and the axles of the wheels were on the stand, and the height of a wheel was a cubit and a half. The workmanship of the wheels was like the workmanship of a chariot wheel. Their axles, their rims, their spokes, and their hubs were all cast. Now there were 4 supports at the 4 corners of each stand. Its supports were part of the stand itself. And on the top of the stand there was a circular form, half a cubit high. And on the top of the stand, its stays and its borders were part of it. And he engraved on the plates of its stays and on its borders cherubim, lions, and palm trees, as there was clear space on each, with wreaths all around. He made the 10 stands like this. All of them had the same casting, same measure, and the same form. And he made 10 basins of bronze, each holding 40 baths. Each basin was 4 cubits, and on each of the 10 stands was 1 basin. Then he placed the stands, 5 on the right side of the house and 5 on the left side of the house. And he set the sea of cast metal on the right side of the house, eastward toward the south. Now Hiram made the basins and shovels and the bowls. So Hiram finished doing all the work which he performed for King Solomon in the house of the Lord, the 2 pillars and the 2 bowls of the capitals, which were on the top of the 2 pillars, and the 2 lattices to cover the 2 bowls of the capitals, which were on top of the pillars, and the 400 pomegranates for the 2 lattices, 2 rows of pomegranates for each lattice to cover the 2 bowls of the capitals, which were on top of the pillars. And the 10 stands with the 10 basins on the stands, and the 1 sea and the 12 oxen under the sea, and the buckets, the shovels, and the bowls. Indeed, all these utensils which Hiram made for King Solomon in the house of the Lord were of polished bronze. The king had them cast in the plain of the Jordan, in the clay ground between Succoth and Zarethan. However, Solomon left all the utensils unweighed, because they were too many. The weight of the bronze could not be determined. Solomon also made all the furniture that was in the house of the Lord, the golden altar and the golden table on which was set the bread of the presence, and the lampstands of pure gold, 5 on the right side and 5 on the left, in front of the inner sanctuary, and the flowers, the lamps, and the tongs of gold. Also the cups, the shears, the bowls, the ladles, and the fire pans of pure gold, and the hinges for both the doors of the inner house, the most holy place, and for the doors of the house, that is, for the main room, of gold. So all the work that King Solomon performed in the house of the Lord was finished, and Solomon brought in the offerings vowed by his father David, the silver and the gold and the utensils, and he put them in the treasuries of the house of the Lord. John 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and apart from him, not even one thing came into being that has come into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of mankind. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not grasp it. A man came, one sent from God, and his name was John. He came as a witness, to testify about the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to testify about the light. This was the true light, that coming into the world enlightens every person. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, and yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not accept him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of a man, but of God. And the Word became flesh, and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified about him, and called out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, He who is coming after me has proved to be my superior, because he existed before me. For of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ. No one has seen God at any time. God, the only Son, who is in the arms of the Father, he has explained him." This is the testimony of John. When the Jews sent priests and Levites to him from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" And he confessed and did not deny. And this is what he confessed: "I am not the Christ." And so they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" And he said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." Then they said to him, "Who are you? Tell us, so that we may give an answer to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one calling out in the wilderness, 'Make the way straight for the Lord,' as Isaiah the prophet said." And the messengers had been sent from the Pharisees. They asked him and said to him, "Then why are you baptizing, if you are not the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" John answered them, saying, "I baptize in water, but among you stands one whom you do not know. It is he who comes after me, of whom I am not worthy even to untie the strap of his sandal." These things took place in Bethany, beyond the Jordan, where John was baptizing people. The next day he saw Jesus coming to him, and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he in behalf of whom I said, 'After me is coming a man who has proved to be my superior, because he existed before me.' And I did not recognize him, but so that he would be revealed to Israel, I came baptizing in water." And John testified, saying, "I have seen the Spirit descending as a dove out of heaven, and he remained upon him. And I did not recognize him, but he who sent me to baptize in water said to me, 'He upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining upon him, this is the one who baptizes in the Holy Spirit.' And I myself have seen, and have testified that this is the Son of God." Again, the next day, John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus as he walked, and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. And Jesus turned and saw them following, and said to them, "What are you seeking?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come, and you will see." So when they came and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day, it was about the 10th hour. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his own brother, Simon, and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which translated means Christ. He brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, the son of John. You shall be called Cephas," which translated is Peter. The next day he decided to go to Galilee, and he found Philip, and Jesus said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, We have found him of whom Moses wrote in the law, and the prophets also wrote, Jesus, the son of Joseph, from Nazareth. Nathanael said to him, Can anything good be from Nazareth? Philip said to him, Come and see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him, and said of him, Here is truly an Israelite, in whom there is no deceit. Nathanael said to him, How do you know me? Jesus answered and said to him, Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you. Nathanael answered him, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. Jesus answered and said to him, Because I said to you that I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You will see greater things than these. And he said to him, Truly, truly, I say to you, you will see heaven opened, and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. Revelation 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show to his bondservants, the things which must soon take place. And he sent and communicated it by his angel to his bondservant, John, who testified to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, everything that he saw. Blessed is the one who reads, and those who hear the words of the prophecy, and keep the things which are written, for the time is near. John to the seven churches that are in Asia. Grace to you, and peace from him who is, and who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of this earth, to him who loves us and released us from our sins by his blood, and he made us into a kingdom, priests to his God and Father. To him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn over him. So it is to be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is, who was, and who is to come. The Almighty. I, John, your brother and fellow participant in the tribulation and kingdom and perseverance in Jesus, was on the island called Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice like the sound of a trumpet, saying, Write on a scroll what you see, and send it to the seven churches. Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. Then I turned to see the voice that was speaking with me, and after turning, I saw seven gold lampstands, and in the middle of the lampstands, I saw one like a son of man, clothed in a robe reaching to the feet, and wrapped around the chest with a golden sash. His head and his hair were white like white wool, like snow, and his eyes were like a flame of fire. His feet were like burnished bronze, when it had been heated to a glow in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of many waters. In his right hand he held seven stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp two-edged sword, and his face was like the sun shining in its strength. When I saw him, I fell at his feet like a dead man, and he placed his right hand on me, saying, Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last, and the living one. And I was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. And I have the keys of death and of Hades. Therefore, write the things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which will take place after these things. As for the mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches. Proverbs 24, 27 through 34. Prepare your work outside, and make it ready for yourself in the field. Afterward, then, build your house. Do not be a witness against your neighbor for no reason, and do not deceive with your lips. Do not say, I shall do the same to him as he has done to me. I will repay the person according to his work. I passed by the field of a lazy one, and by the vineyard of a person lacking sense. And behold, it was completely overgrown with weeds. Its surface was covered with weeds, and its stone wall was broken down. When I saw, I reflected upon it. I looked and received instruction. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, then your poverty will come like a drifter, and your need like an armed man. Psalm 129. Many times they have attacked me from my youth up. Let Israel say, many times they have attacked me from my youth up. Yet they have not prevailed against me. The plowers plowed upon my back. They lengthened their furrows. The Lord is righteous. He has cut up the ropes of the wicked. May all who hate Zion be put to shame and turned backward. May they be like grass upon the housetops, which withers before it grows up, with which the harvester does not fill his hand, or the binder of sheaves his arms. Nor do those who pass by say, the blessing of the Lord be upon you. We bless you in the name of the Lord.